Must we know what you're thinking? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. President Trump's latest boycott is against a tire company over a PowerPoint presentation about the dress code at one of its factories. Here's the recording that's been circulating, posted by a TV station in Topeka. This is the voice of the trainer.
Some people may wish to express their views on social justice, such as Black Lives Matter. That will be deemed approved.
So it's hard to hear, but he's saying that Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ pride on face coverings or shirts or wristbands would be deemed approved. But at the same time, you can see a PowerPoint slide showing that Blue Lives Matter and those red Trump MAGA hats would not be permitted because they're political. And of course, it erupted on social media. Here's the way I look at it. At a time when there is no good way to predict who you might infect, we're all wise to cover our faces at work, right? Well, at a time when politics is so fractured, there's no good way to predict who you might offend, could we just cover our slogans at work, as in all of them? Because these days, you can wear a t-shirt that says peace on Earth and someone's going to complain, hey, what about Mars? And yes, it's a free country. But must we always know what each other is thinking, even at work? I just think we're all safer when our tires are made by employees who don't want to punch the guy next to them. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.